Good morning, and thank you for joining us on EZ's Community Focus, where we look at the issues that matter in South Florida and the people and organizations that are making a difference. Joining us now, Evan Snow, a Broward County native, an art advocate and entrepreneur. He founded Choose 954, an initiative to cultivate culture and community in Broward County. Evan, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So one of the ways that you are bringing culture and community together is with Art Fort Lauderdale. This is an art fair on the water coming up this week. Tell our listeners what makes this different from other art fairs.
Sure. So we never had an Art Basel in Broward County, and all of the art fairs in the world take place in tents, convention centers, or hotels. So we wanted to do something unique, something where we can highlight the unique characteristics of Fort Lauderdale, the fact that we have this intracoastal waterway system, the fact that we have these luxury waterfront homes with amazing architecture, and the fact that we have a water taxi system that realistically just not that many cities have. So we decided to create a platform called Art Fort Lauderdale, the Art Fair on the Water, which is the first art fair in the world that takes place in luxury waterfront homes that are for sale on the Lost Souls Intercoastal Waterways, made only accessible via boat, and it creates a unique opportunity to view and interact with art in a setting where art ultimately lives in a home.
How do you bring the art and the homes that are for sale together?
Very carefully. So we work with realtors that ideally, we only really try to work with vacant luxury waterfront homes because it's a lot easier when nobody lives there, and then we can bring in our art and our furnishings and sculptures and so on and so forth. And then because the nature of these high-end luxury homes being on very narrow streets with limited parking space, we obviously couldn't have people just drive up to the homes. So we use boats to transport people from the Pier 66 Marina to the docks of these homes, hence Art Fair on the Water, and you have a leisurely day in Fort Lauderdale where you're taking a boat ride, you're going on the intercoastal, and you're getting to go into these homes, which most people never get a chance to go into, so it's a very unique Fort Lauderdale experience.
So you can hop on, hop off.
It's a time departure. The boat's actually going to stay with you, so you can go Thursday at 12, Friday at 1, Saturday at 2, Sunday at 3, And you'll arrive at the marina, and once that boat departs, that boat actually stays with you the entire time, and you have 45 minutes in each house.
Now, how many people can you fit on one boat?
We utilize 60-person water taxis. We also have yacht options as well. So you can either go with a group of friends and family, or one of the really cool things we found is people make friends with the people on this tour and on this experience, since it is a relatively intimate group of, you know, up to 60 people going on this journey with you. So we've had people that have become lifelong friends.
Wow.
Just as a result of going to Art Fort Lauderdale, while also meeting a lot of the exhibiting artists who are there in the home, which is a little different than the traditional art fairs where you're interacting with the gallery. You actually get to meet the artists, hear about their work, and find out a little bit more about the process and what goes into it.
Now, you've got these artists who are doing installations or showing artwork, paintings in the homes, and you have a couple of different categories of art. What is the difference between your Art Bahamas, Art Indie, and then there's a speaker series too?
Correct. So we have three homes. Two of the homes are independent artist exhibitions for artists not represented by a gallery. It's so tough for artists nowadays to get into these major art fairs and Miami Art Week fairs for less than, you know, thousands of dollars. So we created a platform where an independent artist is able to exhibit for as low as $180 per piece of artwork. And they're on this elevated platform showing in this mansion, which is so unique. It's unlike anything that any other artist would have ever exhibited in before, because there's really just nothing to compare it against. So that's the independent artist exhibition. And then we are very excited to launch our first installment of the Bahamas House exhibition, which is an exhibit curated by a local to Fort Lauderdale who does spend half the year in Bahamas and has her husband and family ties there, who was affected by Dorian and knows a lot of artists that she collects and supports that were affected by Hurricane Dorian. So we decided to do a house dedicated to top museum quality contemporary art from Bahamas, from artists living and deceased. And we're very excited to be donating 10% portion of proceeds from any sales of artwork to the Grand Bahamas Children's House, which was unfortunately damaged as a result of Dorian, so that they can use those funds to continue providing services, including and especially art services to children in the Bahamas.
That's wonderful. So people can purchase the art that they see.
The art's for sale. The houses are for sale. I could be for sale. Yes. And then we also have a series of free artist talks, our art discourse series, which is taking place this year at the Gallery One DoubleTree Hotel off of Sunrise Boulevard. They're free to attend. We're bringing in some phenomenal speakers, including one of the directors of culture from Sweden, Katty Hofflin. So we're bringing in brilliant minds to give our community front row access, as we've been doing for the last couple of years. And it's in line with what you would come to find at a signature 40 art fair anywhere else around the world. We've just never had the Art Miami, the Art Palm Beach, but now we have our own art Fort Lauderdale. Right.
When you say that it costs thousands of dollars to be in these more upscale events, why is it so expensive? You have the image of the starving artist. And this, obviously, what you're doing is a way to enable artists to show their work and reach a different audience. But why is the art world so pricey?
The art fair world is a $13 billion industry. It predominantly caters to galleries. Prices, because you're dealing with a convention center, a tent, or a hotel, generally speaking, you know, there is limited amounts of space and they have to price it per square foot. And, you know, they'll price to exhibit artwork anywhere from, you know, $50 to $100 a square foot. Wow. To show on a white wall space. And the tricky part for patrons, collectors, and even just art appreciators is you really can't envision that piece of artwork in your home when you're seeing in this white wall gallery type of setup in an art fair. So the very unique thing that we're very excited about is seeing art in the home, in the setting where it ultimately lives, kind of mitigates that. And it's just a very leisurely type of experience when you go to these major art fairs. It's almost like you're walking through a maze. There's thousands of people in there. Whereas in Art Fort Lauderdale, you're really only in there with anywhere between 60 and 120 people who come with you on the boat at that same time. So it's a lot more intimate. You have the opportunity to interact with the artists. And while the art fair world has been crying out for reinventing, it's a way that we're reinventing the art fair experience in an experience economy where people are looking for new and different things to do instead of just going to the convention center again or just going to that same tent again. So we're excited to create this platform for our community, but also for the art fair world, as we've established Fort Lauderdale Art and Design Week as a week for people to fly into Fort Lauderdale and have an opportunity to engage with the arts, from NSU Museum to resident artist studio tours with our Zero Empty Spaces locations and so many other after parties, artist talks, exhibits, and satellite fairs in between. It's a really, really great thing for Fort Lauderdale, and we're really excited for this year.
Turning it really into a destination for people from other areas, too. How does someone get tickets?
Tickets and more information can be found at www.artfortlauderdale.com. That's www.artftlauderdale.com. You'll select your desired date and departure time. There are limited tickets remain since we can only fit so many people on the boats and in the homes. So I encourage you to go online, select your desired date and departure, invite your friends and family to attend, and you'll see me at the docks of the Pier 66 Marina before you board the boat. My name is Evan Snow. I'm one of the co-founders of Art Fort Lauderdale, and we're very excited to have you guys join us this year and grateful for EZ 93.1 as a media partner.
We're excited to share this with our audience and wish you much success. Again, it's artftlauderdale.com, Art Fort Lauderdale, the art fair on the water. Evan, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Ellen.